Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
And welcome back to Real Side Radio, hour number two already. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. It is always a pleasure being here. You can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, and you can find us on therealside.com. And check us out online as well. It's all your Facebook and Twitter and all the fun stuff that is up there. And hi, folks in the chat rooms over at Facebook as well. Thank you for joining us tonight. You know, one of the things that really is important to me, by the way, I'm Dave Sussman, host of Whiskey Politics. Please find us on YouTube and on Facebook and on Ricochet and on Instagrams and everywhere else. You know, the thing that really concerns me about this chapter that we're currently in right now is that the mindset of people have right now towards everything that is being discussed regarding Black Lives Matter, and the whole notion that to combat Nazism, okay, this is what it's all about, right? If you are a supporter of this president, you are a fascist, just so that you understand that. That the idea to combat Nazism, right, to combat fascism, is that they are going to get rid of all of the books. They're going to get rid of all the movies and television shows. That they're going to get rid of all the statues and references in history to things that they feel triggers them. And I don't know about you, but I don't know how you can get much more Orwellian than that. The idea, and this is something I've been talking a lot about over the past few weeks, is that the idea that you have a mindset that to correct the errors and the mistakes, and in some cases they've been absolutely horrific, of our history, that we should erase that, goes against any level of common sense. You know, a lot of, I'm Jewish, okay? A lot of, I was raised to hear that a lot of the perspective on the Holocaust, which my grandfather fought against and was a prisoner of war for 4 years in Nazi-occupied France. My father grew up in East End of London, where I was born and raised, fighting against the anti-Semites on a daily basis. And the idea that for us to not allow that to happen again is best dealt with by forgetting it altogether and wiping it from history is moronic. Is absolutely, I'm incredulous when I hear that we should get rid of Huckleberry Finn and Tom Sawyer. That we should get rid of Gone with the Wind, as HBO just tried to do. And now apparently they're going to be bringing it back with some kind of trigger statement ahead that there may be offensive matter, content, in what you're about to see. The first Oscar award winner, Hattie McDaniel, I think her name was, in Gone with the Wind, was African American. And they just want to get rid of it. They don't want to even accept the fact that this is part of our history. The two words, as a Jew, I grew up hearing time and time again from my father, my mother, and from my synagogues and from the Jewish leaders and my Hebrew school teachers were never forget. And if we decide that we want to just brush over the horrors of our history, and yes, slavery was a horror, by getting rid of everything within our pop culture to remind us, to educate us, to make us understand the emotional impact of slavery, is to pretend it didn't happen, to not allow you to read that book, that getting rid of NYPD Live, I think is the name of a show, it's like Cops, they're getting rid of Cops. They've been on the airs forever. I remember them in college. Because in some way, to share what the reality is on the streets is in some way going to trigger people. We've got professors at UCLA that they want fired because he said to his students, no matter whether you're white or black, you better take your finals because this is when the finals are. And the African-American student body, BLM supporters at UCLA, are trying to get this guy fired because he wouldn't give them, I don't know what, permission to leave school and not take tests. You're a student in college. We are dealing right now with a mass psychosis in this country. What happened to George Floyd was horrific, and we all agree with that. But the result has not just because of George Floyd. This has been bubbling for decades, and this is now the moment where the hard left, using their complicit media, have decided that this was the fuse that they were going to light, especially after 3 months of people being locked up and coiled like a spring. We can't watch Gone with the Wind. We can't read Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer. This is Orwellian. And coming up after the break, we're going to have Christian Toto, who is a movie critic. It's just on Daily Wire. Right after the break. Don't go away, folks. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
And Dave Sussman here in the chair, back with you at Realside Radio. And you can find me at Whiskey Politics everywhere, Ricochet.com, YouTube, and all the fun places. And, you know, one of the guests that we've had over the last few years periodically comes on, talks about movies and culture and everything that is going on. I really wanted to get his perspective on what is happening right now as this Orwellian crackdown on our history, to remove it from the consciousness of today's youth, because it may trigger them, especially after what we just saw with HBO and the Gone with the Wind situation, is Christian Toto. He is a movie critic and a writer, a podcaster extraordinaire, and you can find him at, what is it, HollywoodandToto.com, Christian?
That's it.
Thanks for joining us. How are you, my friend?
Doing okay. My head is spinning on a daily basis, but otherwise I'm all right.
So for folks that are not aware, because we're just being bombarded like we're in an asteroid belt right now with news, talk about what happened with HBO and Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, so HBO Max is a new platform, gosh, maybe a week or two old, and I guess Gone with the Wind was one of the many, many titles that they offered you. If you subscribe, you can watch it. And then a couple of days ago, an Oscar-winning screenwriter said, well, I don't agree with that. Because it was not fully representational of the horrors of slavery, we should not have that on the platform. And the blink of an eye, HBO Max says it's down. Now, from what I understand, it will come back, but they're going to contextualize it, where they'll probably describe why it's wrong, why it's problematic. And I'm thinking, you know, we're viewers. We know what's going on. We can do our own homework. And I also wonder what kind of information is going to go into that, whether it's a post or a pre-discussion. Will it be, you know, political? Will it be radical? Will it be just the facts? We have to wait and see, but it's history. Why can't we see this movie?
So this is a movie whereby the actress, Hattie McDaniel, is it? She won an Academy Award. It was the first African-American woman to ever win an Academy Award. It shows the horror that was the Civil War and slavery, right? And I haven't seen it in years myself, but I remember it was a good, you know, Clark Gable. It's a classic, right? What about it was do they think was offensive?
Well, it didn't fully capture the horrors of slavery. You know, part of what's going on is with the woke mob, you can never do enough. And just to give you a quick example, a movie came out last year called Booksmart. It was the wokest movie I've ever seen. It was just moment after moment. There were lectures and asides. And yet when it came out, there were some outlets saying, you know what, these were two white girls of privilege, and going on about how they maybe should have been girls of color. So in the woke mob sense, you can never be woke enough. So here's a movie that was made in 1939 that didn't have the sensitivities, didn't have the evolved nature that we have now, and it's imperfect for sure. Now listen, it's not Birth of a Nation, which was directly racist and quite frightening at times, but this is a movie that isn't as mature and sophisticated in the way it depicts slavery as what you might see today. But again, it's 70, 80 years old. It's also literally the most popular movie of all time. If you adjust the ticket sales for inflation, it's the king. And yet this movie is getting yanked down. So that means anything, in theory, can get yanked down.
So they are yanking everything down that they, for some reason, get a number of letters, or there's a bunch of folks on Twitter that decide that they want to take down NYPD Live or Cops, or, you know, we need to get rid of Tom Sawyer. It should no longer be given as American literature, or Huck Finn, or whatever it is. Where does this end? Because I don't know about you, but the idea of book burnings and getting rid of movies and making sure that everybody is getting the right message and the right propaganda is agitprop coming directly out of Goebbels and 1939 Nazi Germany. It's like they're projecting on us what they're saying we are, but they want us to abide by something which, in my opinion, is absolutely 100% totalitarian.
Yeah, we spent 3 years with Hollywood saying Trump is Hitler, Trump is Hitler. Now look at this. Now listen, I don't like the Hitler comparisons at all, but we are seeing statues being torn down and toppled. We are seeing if you don't say the exact right words about certain topics, you're canceled. Look at J.K. Rowling. I don't think you'd have a better friend for the LGBT community. She's been very positive, very uplifting, very supportive, but she said the wrong things. And now she is out. I mean, that's what we're dealing with. You have to be perfect in what you say and what you do. You can't have an opposite opinion. And that's not an accident. That's not an accident at all.
So, okay, let me ask you in our final 3 minutes here before our first break, we'll bring you through. But what is Hollywood's reaction to this? Because, I've been a part of different groups, underground conservative groups in Hollywood. There's a lot of conservatives behind the camera, okay? Not in front of it, but behind the camera, the workers, the laborers, okay? What is Hollywood's response to this? Because if I was a bigwig in Hollywood looking at this, I would be absolutely scared to death of this monster that's been created.
Well, I think secretly they're scared to death. But I also think I'm not hearing a peep out of Hollywood. Where are the Quentin Tarantinos? Where are the Steven Spielbergs? Where are the George Lucases, the people who have immense power and clout and money, who can survive being canceled temporarily if they say the wrong thing? Listen, this is an evolving situation, so maybe they will speak up. But, boy, I haven't heard anything yet. Why aren't they defending art? Why aren't they saying, yes, You know, Gone with the Wind is a product of its time, but it's also a masterpiece. It's also a beloved film. It's also something that speaks to all of us in certain ways that we grew up with. I don't want that taken down. Why don't they speak up? Because they're scared. They're scared. You know, we've seen Scarlett Johansson as the most powerful actress in Hollywood. She's in blockbuster films. When she ran afoul of the BC police, she cowered, she apologized, and then she apologized again. If the biggest actress in the world can't stand up to them, and the biggest movie in the world can be taken down, anything's possible. And that's the scariest part.
It really is scary. And after the break, I want to get into an article that you just put up recently. It's called Are These Seven Movies on the Woke Mob's Chopping Block? And we can go through those because there are some classics in there that you and I both grew up with. We still laugh at today, as uncomfortable as it seems to be, you know, with the discussion. But my idea of a good movie is a movie that offends everybody. Okay, everybody. And that might give you a clue as to some of those movies that are on your list, and we'll talk about that. But first, tell everybody where they can find you, social media, and your website, please.
Yep. The website is HollywoodInToto.com, and on Twitter, where I'm way too busy, at HollywoodInToto.
You are busy. Every time I go on Twitter, I'm one of those people that kind of jump in and out a couple, three times a day. You're there. You're communicating. You're talking with people. You're building a good following base. And it's nice to see that people are in essence, you know, taking notice of, I wouldn't call you a conservative movie critic. I call you somebody that has common sense. I mean, that's just been sorely lacking from you go on Rotten Tomatoes, Christian, and I do often to see what people are thinking of movies, and it seems to be people are just the outraged left, and they're angry about everything. So we're going to carry you through the break. Christian Toto joining us here at Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. Don't go away, folks. We'll be right back at the GCN Salem Radio Network.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During emotional testimony, George Floyd's brother asked lawmakers to ensure his brother didn't die in vain.
Honor George and make the necessary changes that make law enforcement the solution and not the problem.
Delanice Floyd says he saw the video from Minneapolis.
Maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. to make sure that he is more than another face on a T-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing.
He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler is the committee chair.
Millions of Americans now call out "I can't breathe" as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability for officers who commit misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
And welcome back, Real Side. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and we're continuing our discussion with Christian Toto with the fantastic website HollywoodInToto.com. He is a movie critic. He talks about culture and prolific on Twitter nowadays, just continually putting out what is going on in Hollywood and the hypocrisies that we're seeing right now. Welcome back, Christian. So a couple of questions first before I get into this latest article. I'm taking a look at obviously, Hollywood is in big trouble right now. People aren't going to the movie theaters. They're talking about reopening at some graduated level, 25, 50, 75%. There are some major blockbusters that have been delayed. The latest, the newest, the biggest one that I think a lot of people have got their eyes on right now is Christopher Nolan's Tenet, which a lot of people are saying may be a kind of a sequelish to Inception. I read a report last night. First of all, AMC, which is in big trouble, is saying we're not going to be playing the smaller movies because people aren't going to be coming out. We need to get the blockbusters, and so at a multiplex we'll play Tenet on 10 screens so people can be spread out. What are you hearing about this, and when do you think we're going to be able to go back and see these big screen tentpole movies?
Gosh, I really don't know. I'm hearing what you're hearing, the sort of a tentative step forward, and that's the one movie that offers a lot of hope for Hollywood because the big name director, it has such mystery behind it. We really don't know much about it beyond the trailer, which is a bit of a mind twister. But if anything's going to kind of coax people out back into theaters, I think that may be it. Is it enough? I don't know. And I think they're also really hoping that that particular title does not change the release date. It's held firm for a while. We've seen so many movies bumped, you know, the new Fast and Furious, the new James Bond, Black Widow, all pushed away. This is the one I think a lot of people are hoping will not only kind of help theaters rebound, but also get us excited about the movie-going process again. It's not going to be easy.
I know the James Bond community on YouTube was absolutely devastated by No Time to Die being delayed. It may be now delayed. They're saying November, but possibly 2021. But let me just ask you from your personal perspective. You've got kids. I've got kids. Do you see them next July or in a month from now, if Tenet does come out with its release date, wanting to go and sit in a movie theater right now?
You know, I have to say my kids are a little atypical, and it's a little sad as a movie critic to say this. They don't love the theatrical experience. I mean, I take them to the movies sometimes. They occasionally have fun, but they're more content playing with video games, playing on their tablets, using their phones, and maybe watching, you know, dad's home movie theater. So that's their thing. But generally speaking, if you're a teenager, I would like to think that you still want to go back to the movie theaters, whether it's crisp and cool in the summertime, whether it's going with your friends, maybe even going on dates. I you know, there's a part of me that really wants us to get back to that normal. It's not going to be easy, though. There's a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty,
yeah.
And I don't know how many titles are going to be available.
So Tenet is the big tentpole. They need to make $1 billion on that thing, and they do. And you know, they're just hurting really badly right now. We probably won't see No Time to Die until the holidays, if this year at all, which is a disappointment as a James Bond fan. What are some of the other big tentpoles that might get people to I guess, risk, you know, going back to the movie theater?
Well, I don't have the exact dates. I know Black Widow, you know, the standalone movie. Marvel movies always make a lot of money. They're often very good. Mulan, the Disney live-action version, has been talked about. Again, these have been kind of pushed aside. I'm not sure where they are now, but they're basically ready and waiting. So if things do open up, if there is excitement, I think the studios will go, okay, let's get it out there real quickly because we've got a lot of content that we've been kind of sitting on. So we shall see. A quick note, and maybe this is too political, but you know, Hollywood has done an absolutely horrific job of, you know, politicizing both the pandemic and more recently the riots and the protests. And I'm thinking you really don't want to anger large portions of the movie-going audience because you need them to go back to theaters. If you've got actors and stars being really combative and gross sometimes with their commentary, are you going to go want to support them? I don't think so. I think this is an absolutely awful time for Hollywood to show its teeth like they're doing in select communities. Now, there are a lot of stars who are silent, and you know, I'm not blaming them, but the voices we hear are really cantankerous and mean, and I don't think that's going to help.
Not only that, but they're financially supporting the rioters, right? We just saw a whole batch of these individuals coming out over the past week saying that they are, I mean, Steve Carell and other folks like this are saying that they're raising funds to bail these guys out. Now, peaceful protesters, maybe, yeah, but how do you quantify who's getting what? And the folks that are truly getting arrested that do require some kind of bail are typically the folks that are committing violence and vandalism and theft, right?
It's a great point. It's when I asked directly to Steve Carell's agent and to Patton Oswalt's agent, and I think six of the stars, eight in all, I reached out to them, gosh, it might have been last week. I said, hey, that's the question. Are your clients worried that they're supporting looters? And also, will your clients open up their wallets and purses for the minority-owned businesses which have suffered so dramatically based on the looting? No answers. Eight stars, no answers.
No answers. Okay, so, you know, do I want to invest my 30, 45 ducats, you know, in taking my kids to go see a Steve Carell movie if he was in one? After that, probably not. Why would I want my money going to that? So I think you raise an absolutely valid point right now, and Hollywood is just being dumb with that approach. But again, going back to what we were talking about in our previous segment, Christian, you're talking about the woke police, this Orwellian crackdown on essentially anything that could possibly offend anyone. And you and I were of a certain age. We grew up where basically everything was offensive, and it was funny, and we could laugh at it in good humor, no matter whether it was politically correct considered today or not. And you've got this great article up on your website. And was this also shared up on Daily Wire, by the way? I saw your name floating around with them, this article.
You know, I've been contributing quite a bit to the Daily Wire. I think this is just a story at my website, but I do have other stories there at the Wire.
Okay. So are these seven movies on the woke mob's chopping block? So obviously the granddaddy of them all is Blazing Saddles. Mel Brooks, it doesn't get any better than Blazing Saddles, Mel Brooks, out of his entire library. Talk about this and some of the others that you seriously, you're presenting the supposition right here that eventually maybe these movies go away.
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, things are moving so quickly. A quick note about Blazing Saddles. You know, listen, they use tough language. There's a lot of racism involved, but it's making fun of the racists.
Yeah.
It's not making fun of the black characters. So it was a very sharp, pointed, bawdy, crazy commentary. You know, some people on Twitter say, well, you know, conservatives are rallying around Blazing Saddles, but they're making fun of the racists. Well, I agree. But many, many times the woke mob doesn't factor into context, consideration who the targets are. They just see something they don't like, and they say, cancel, cancel, cancel. So I don't think Blazing Saddles is out of bounds in this conversation.
No, it's not. And if you do know Blazing Saddles, you're absolutely correct. The hero is the Black Sheriff. Okay, and you root for him. By the way, he was supposed to be played. Who was that? Cleavon Little. I think it was originally supposed to be played by Richard Pryor. That was when he was going through his drug phase, and he just didn't show up for work. But what are some of the others on this list here that you talk about?
Well, you know, Animal House. I mentioned in part because I think the USA Today had a story maybe a year or two ago. Is it okay to laugh at Animal House? Now, this is a movie about, you know, college students who are out of control. It's set in 1962.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they weren't politically correct. I'm pretty sure they harbored some racial thoughts. It's who they were at that time. And it's okay to laugh at bawdy characters. You know, just a quick note about all this sort of wokeness and we can't have this on the screen. What about Tony Soprano? What about Walter White? We love anti-heroes. We root for these very, very awful people doing awful things. That's what art is. We get into the minds of these people, and we find some sympathetic elements within them. And yet, why aren't we trying to cancel them? There's so much inconsistency going on with the woke police, and that's just one example.
And the inconsistency is something that we're seeing across the board. Christian, remind everybody again where they can find you, your website, your Twitter accounts, and anywhere else they can find you, please.
Well, the website is HollywoodInToto.com. My last name is Toto. Got to use it somewhere. Also on Twitter, at HollywoodInToto. And like I mentioned, I'm writing more and more for the Daily Wire as well. My site is my home base, but I'm kind of writing other stuff as well.
Christian, greatly appreciate you taking the time, my friend. Best of luck with everything. Keep up the articles. And I'm sure as, you know, the trajectory that we're on right now, you're probably going to start taking a lot more incoming as you become a lot more prevalent on social media, because you're one of the sane guys, man. You're one of all we're asking for is common sense. And that's where your approach comes from. So thank you so much for everything that you're doing. Everybody follow this man on Twitter and you won't be disappointed. And we'll have you back on again down the road. We'll be right back here after the break. Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively.
And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
And welcome back to the end of hour number two already. This is our last segment, I should say. Dave Sussman here in the chair, and you can find me at Whiskey Politics on YouTube. Make sure you go to YouTube and find Whiskey Politics with Dave Sussman. Hit the subscribe button. Hit that little bell so you're notified. We've got new interviews coming up. We've got a great interview coming up. We'll be recording tomorrow. We'll probably be going up on Friday with Roger Stone. That's right, Roger Stone. We're going to be talking with him, chatting with him, finding out what's going on. He's going to jail, as at least right now, in September, for 40 months. And we're going to be talking about the hypocrisy and everything that's going on with what took place with the Russian collusion and everything from that standpoint. And we're going to be having Adam Schiff. In fact, we're going to be talking not with Adam Schiff, but his opponent, who's running against Adam Schiff in the third hour. That is Eric Early. So this is going to be an interesting third hour coming up, so you definitely do not want to miss it. But if you've got something you want to talk about between now and when Eric comes on, give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE, and we'll put you through. And if you've got something that you would like to disagree with, not just agree with, but disagree with, you go to the front of the line. But I just want to share something with you, and I'm gonna say something here, which typically for those folks that follow me, they know who I am. If you've been listening to me as a guest host here now for quite some time, a couple of years for Joe, I usually don't get very personal. I'm somewhat of an introvert. Yeah, I know. I'm in the media, and this is what I kind of do. But outside of this, I kind of go into my cave, and you know, I have a business, and I have kids, and I really just try to tunnel vision outside of everything that is going on. But I'm just going to share something with you from a personal standpoint right now, because I find it needs to be shared, it needs to be said, and that is this: the 3 months of lockdown, which was supposed to have been 14 days. We need a 14-day to flatten the curve. And the 14-day turned to 28 days. And then it turned into 6 weeks. And then it 2 months and 3 months. And now we're going into month number four. A lot of places around the country are not coming out. And those that are coming out ever so gradually that a lot of people still aren't comfortable with the idea of going to restaurants or going to, as we talked about with Christian movie theaters, whatever it may be. And it really is impacting people's psychology. There is a level of fear right now that is palpable. And that level of fear, which has basically been pushed down our throats, foie gras style, okay, pâté de foie gras, you know what I'm talking about, goose liver and how they fatten up, is exactly what the left, the media, and the government have been doing, and I repeat myself with all three of those, to the American people. And it's gotten to the point where it's impacted relationships. It's impacting romantic relationships, friendships, dating, because there are a lot of people that will just not be comfortable until what? We get a vaccine? Hell, there's a vaccine for the flu. It doesn't stop people from getting the flu and dying. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands a year, depending upon the year. What this has done to the psyche of normal thinking, educated people is, I don't know if it's reversible at this stage, at least not for quite some time. And when it's impacting relationships, where you have some people saying, look, let's go out, use common sense, and people will not do that because they are scared to death. Because of the idea that you could be asymptomatic, something that the WHO, not the rock group, the World Health Organization, just came out this week and suggested that, yeah, the asymptomatic folks that are out there, they're not spreading this thing. It's like 0.000001% in of our findings. And did you hear the response from the healthcare professionals that are out there that are propagating the idea that we should still all be locked down and the idea that our businesses should still all be locked down? They immediately came out and retracted what they said, even though they had the science, even though they had the data, even though people like Dr. Erickson, that was, remember him and his partner? That was on one of the most widely watched YouTube videos a month or so ago. That was immediately after 2 or 3 days taken off of YouTube because he said, look, the point being here is that if we actually take a look at the real numbers, not the numbers coming from the CDC or the WHO or the Fauci's or the news, it is 0.003% people that get this thing die of the population. And what did CDC just do last week? They released an updated statistic, which should have been responded to and really regaled over by the media with a celebration compared to VE Day in 1945, and you heard nothing. And what was that statistic? Well, they originally stated that the death count is going to be 3.5%. And the new numbers, realistically speaking, after we've done our analysis and we've gone back through this, our numbers are a little bit different. Our numbers are now not 3.5%, but 0.26%. I mean, we're not in the same ballpark, folks. Forget about, we're not in the same country or the same universe when we're talking about 0.26%. The average age of people that have died from COVID-19 is older than the average age of death. Most of the people that have died from this have come from nursing homes and living communities for the aged, or those folks that had some serious pre-existing conditions, diabetes, morbid obesity, heart problems. And with those numbers that were basically just treated like a fart in the wind, I'm sorry, on terrestrial radio saying it this way, it's gone. That when you say to people, do you know those original numbers that the CDC and the WHO were pushing out, 3.5%, have actually just been updated and it is now 0.26%? They look at you like a dog looks at you when you're hiding cookies behind your back. Huh? What? I haven't heard that. Because the media are not interested in giving you facts. They are wanting you to be scared. Oh, unless, of course, you're carrying the narrative for the left. So Black Lives Matter protest, go on out with 10,000, 15,000, 14,000 people in Los Angeles or New York. Tear down some stores. Maybe you want to put on a mask, but no worries. And I see this. You see this. But there are so many people, friends of ours, people that we're having relationships with, maybe family members, good friends of ours, that are not seeing that. They're not seeing the truth. It's like we're dealing with a level of mass psychosis right now, unlike anything I've ever seen. The scariest thing about this pandemic isn't the pandemic, but it is how people have responded to it. Many of them educated, wealthy in some cases, comfortable in others. People that you've respected and you've had friendships with, you've had relationships with, boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives. And they're spouting this line, which is coming from the hard left, that the idea that you can go to the, sit next to your ailing grandmother who is about to die, so you are the last face she sees, is now verboten, but we can have a 3-state-level funeral for George Floyd. Doesn't any, and for me to raise this as an issue, people are going to say, well, that's racist. That's their response. Mass psychosis, ladies and gentlemen, and I am really scared by what I have seen as the response by friends and people I'm in relationships with that I have respected for years. As you have as well. And the idea that you can have a discussion raising facts and data, they'll say, well, no, the rioters were sponsored by the white supremacists. The white supremacists are coming in and what, for BLM? We'll be back after the break. We've got Eric Early coming up. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.